This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in last week's talk we spoke about the famous Sahabi, the famous companion, the great Muslim general Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We spoke about his earlier life. We spoke about his initial hostility against Islam and the Muslims, turning the course of events in the Battle of Uhud, when Muslims were on the verge of victory. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala changed the complexion of that battle. Thereafter, his inclination towards Islam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great concern for him to become a Muslim, and then his eventual acceptance of Islam. The moment he accepted Islam, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to sacrifice, and he wanted to be in the forefront in the battle for Islam and the Muslims, the way he was in the battles against Islam and the Muslims. Pichle hafte mein humne Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke bare mein bayan shuru kiya tha. ان کے شروع کے زمانے کے اسلام کے خلاف ان کی عداوت, جنگ احد میں ان کا مسلمانوں کے خلاف کایا پلٹ دینا, اور بالآخر ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی توجہ اور کوشش سے ان کا اسلام قبول کرنا, اور آتے ہی انہوں نے اسلام کے لیے جد و جہد اور جہاد شروع کیا. The first battle that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed great leadership for Islam and the Muslims was the Battle of Muta in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The background of which was Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an envoy towards the Roman Empire, towards that place. That time, what is known today as Jordan was under the Roman Empire, the Eastern Byzantine Empire, the eastern side of the Roman Empire. So they were under the Roman Empire and they were part of the Roman Empire. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent an envoy, they killed the envoy. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is against the law, this is against norm. You don't kill an envoy. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent an army. In this army, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent many close companions. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, three people will lead the army. Zayd ibn Haritha. After he dies, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, and after he dies, Abdullah bin Rawaha. Perhaps it was an indication that all three of them were going to achieve martyrdom. So they left for Muta, and when they met not only the Arab Christians who were there, but even the Roman Empire sent army. So the first time Muslims confronted the Roman Empire. And this was a very, very strategic battle, because it happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, mentally, that we can fight the superpowers of the time. The foundation was laid in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them, and in that particular battle, as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nominated these three, all three of them fell in the battle. All three of them were martyred. So when they were martyred, then Thabit bin Arqam said, "What are we going to do, O Muslims?" So he said, the right person to take the flag and to take the leadership is Khalid bin Walid. He is known for his military genius. Khalid was very reluctant. He just came into Islam. He said, "How am I going to accept her? How I'm going to accept the leadership?" But when they insisted upon him, he accepted the leadership. Sabse pehle Hazrat Khalid bin Walid ne apne johar dikhaya Jang-e-Muta ke mauke par. Aur Jang-e-Muta mein Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne teen sahaba ko namzad kiya. وہ تینوں شہید ہوئے, اور ثابت بن ارقم نے خالد کے اوپر زور دیا کہ وہ جو ہے نا وہ فوج کی عمارت لے لے, اور شروع میں انہوں نے منع کیا, لیکن بعد میں انہوں نے وہ عمارت اور مسلمانوں کے جو ہے نا امیر مقرر کیا اور مقرر ہوا, اور امیری اور کمانڈر شپ خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ کے ہاتھ میں آ گیا. تو واٹ خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ ڈیڈ واز, یو نو دیٹ جنگ آف موتا واز اکارڈنگ ٹو ڈفرنٹ روایت مسلمز ور 3,000 اینڈ ڈفرنٹ نریشنز, سم سے دی اینیمیز ور 20,000, سم سے 30,000, سم سے 100,000. اب 3,000 ایک لاکھ کے مقابلے میں کیسے نو کیسے جنگ کریں, یو نو. بٹ یٹ خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ مسلمز ور انسرکلڈ, Muslims were encircled. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu used his military genius. What he did was he reshuffled the enemy, the army. He reshuffled the enemy and he created fear in the hearts of the enemy, although they were so much more in number. And what did he do was he told certain portion of the Muslim army, you go at the back and in the morning you start coming in. You know, you come in and you give the impression that the Muslims are gaining reinforcements. Then what he did was, he changed the color of the uniforms of the Muslims. He put them in different positions. And all of a sudden, the Muslims were encircled, and the enemies thought that the Muslims are getting reinforcements, and they started fearing. And in this particular way, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu not only came out of the encirclement, came out of the Muslims being surrounded, but he bought and tactically, he strategically retreated in such a way that the Muslims not only saved themselves, but they came out of their battle, came out of that battle with their tails and with their spirits very high, as if they have achieved victory. And خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے بڑی مہارت سے مسلمانوں کا نہ صرف بچایا بلکہ باعزت طور پر مسلمانوں کو واپس مدینہ لے آئے. انیشلی سم آف دا کمپینینز ایون دے کرٹیسائز خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ دیٹ یو بروٹ دا مسلمز بیک اینڈ یو اسٹریٹجیکلی ریٹریٹڈ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ نو, دے ڈیڈنٹ ریٹریٹ, دے کیم بیک ود دا انٹینشن آف inshallah Allah Ta'ala giving us further victory in the future. This was a very, very great move. Strategically, it showed the Muslims we can fight the superpowers of the time. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also in the time of Fatah Makkah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu in charge of one section of the army, and the only section of the army that met resistance in the conquest of Makkah was the battalion of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He had to fight because they were resisting. اور فتح مکہ کے موقع پر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کو ایک خاص مسلمانوں کے جو آرمی ہے اس کا ان کو امیر مقرر کیا, اور صرف ان کی جو ماتحتی میں جو فوج تھا انہوں نے جنگ کیا. They were the only one who took part in a battle because they were meeting resistance in one portion where the Muslims came into Makkah. پھر جو ہے نا اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو مکہ کا جو ہے نا کونکٹ مکہ, اینڈ دین آفٹر ورڈس ایون ان دا سیج آف طائف اینڈ دا بیٹل آف حنین, خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ پلے ویری امپورٹنٹ رول. بٹ وے ہیز گریٹنس کیم ٹو دا فور واز آفٹر دا ڈیتھ آف اور بیلوڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے حضرت خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ کو پیش رکھا, اور ان کو فوج کا جنرل مقرر کیا. He made him the general and the amir and in charge of the Muslim army in many battles. The first battle that the Muslims fought after the death of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the war of Riddah, the war of apostasy. Because after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, many of the Arab tribes who had accepted Islam, they turned against Islam, and then there were many false prophets. And against the false prophets, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, against the most powerful of those false prophets, against those imposters, Tulayha and Musaylama Kaddab in particular, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu led the Muslim army. Aur ye jo hai wo galat nabuwat ke dawa karne wale Tulayha aur Musaylama Kaddab ke khilaf Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu ne jihad kiya. اور جنگ کے یمامہ کے موقع پر
اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو فتح حاصل کیا اور انہیں مسلمانوں نے فتح حاصل کیا اور مسلمہ کو انہوں نے مار ڈالا. اینڈ دے کیل مسلمہ کذاب. یمامہ واز اے ویری گریٹ بیٹل. سو مینی صحابہ اینڈ مسلمز ڈائڈ ان یمامہ دیٹ نیور ڈائڈ ان دا ہول لائف آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان دا ہول لائف آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہم نے صحابہ پاسڈ اوے سو مچ, never, you know, more than that passed away in the battle of Yamama, in one battle. ایک جنگ میں اتنے صحابہ شہید ہوئے جنگ یمامہ میں جو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پوری زندگی میں اتنا صحابہ شہید نہیں ہوئے. We didn't pass away so much. This was against the false prophets. And that is why this ummat ہمیشہ ہمیشہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ختم نبوت کی حفاظت کی. They always were very sensitive on protecting the seal of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the last of all prophets. Muslims were always in the forefront of protecting this against the Qadianis, for example, who have said Muhammad Ali Mirza is the prophet after our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muslims have fought against it. Even the Muslims of South Africa fought against it, and they went to court, and Allah Ta'ala granted them victory. So this is because of that particular type of mindset. Sahaba lost so many Sahaba in fighting against the false prophets after our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu entrusted him and made him the general and sent him to Iraq. Ajib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu to bring down the two superpowers of the time. Allah ta'ala ne unko chuna. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے ان کے ذریعے سے دنیا کے دو عظیم طاقتور اور عظیم ترین طاقت اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کے ہاتھوں اور ان کے ذریعے سے ان کو شکست دیا. اللہ تعالیٰ brought down two superpowers at the hands of Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. First he went in the direction of Iraq, the direction of Iraq against the Persian Empire, and then he fought many battles. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ fought in his life at least 40 battles, 30 of which he was the general. Never suffered a loss in any one of the battles. 40 battles, every battle that he took part, he was the one who achieved victory. After all, he was Saifullah. He was the sword of Almighty Allah. In the battle of Muta, when the Sahaba, three of them were martyred, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Medina. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not aware, at the time was not a time where you could see that there was, you know, any type of communication or social media. Allah Ta'ala showed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through a vision. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting in Masjid Nabawi. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala gave Zayd ibn Haritha, the one who I made the Amir, Allah Ta'ala granted him Shahadat. Then Ja'far bin Abi Talib took the flag. Allah Ta'ala granted him Shahadat. And then Allah Ta'ala, you know, the flag was taken by Abdullah bin Rawaha. Allah Ta'ala granted him shahadat, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. The tears are flowing down the face of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, the Muslims are in great trouble. Allah Ta'ala granted the flag, Sayfum min Suyufillah, one of the swords of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala took over the flag of the Muslim army. Allah Ta'ala granted victory, and Allah Ta'ala granted great amount of relief to the Muslim army. سب سے پہلے سیف اللہ کا جو لقب حضرت خالد کو جو ملا وہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے. سو دس واز دا سیف اللہ. دیر فور اٹ واز ہی کڈ نیور ہیو لاسٹ ان دا بیٹل بیکاز آف دا ٹائٹل آف سیف اللہ. نا ان دا عراق بیٹل, ان دا عراق وار اگینسٹ دا پرشین امپائر, ہی ٹک پارٹ ان مینی مینی بیٹلز. ذات السلاسل, واٹ از ذات السلاسل؟ دا بیٹل آف دا چینز, زنجیروں کا جو ہے نا وہ جنگ. تو واٹ واز دیٹ؟ دشمنوں نے کیا کیا, اپنے فوج کو زنجیروں کے ذریعے سے انہوں نے باندھ لیا. دے یوز ٹو پٹ چینز آن دا آرمی اینڈ دے یوز ٹو فائٹ اگینسٹ دا مسلمز. اینڈ دیٹ از وائی دیٹ پرٹیکولر بیٹل بیکیم نون ایز دا بیٹل آف دا چینز. اینڈ خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ ڈیفیٹڈ دیم. دین کیم دا بیٹل آف نہر, ان وچ گریٹ اماؤنٹ آف اینیمیز ور کلڈ آن دا بینکس آف دا یوفریٹس. دیٹ واز کیم ٹو بی نون ایز جنگ نہر. And thereafter, there were many other different Ulay and Wallaja. Then the famous victory in Hira. Hira was a very important marketplace in Iraq. Allah Ta'ala granted victory to Khalid bin Walid in Hira. Thereafter, after Hira, that was the last battle before the Jang and the battle of Qadisiyah. Qadisiyah ke mauke par, ye the Kisra, کسرا وہ شکست ہوا قادسیہ کے موقع پر. In the battle of Qadisiyah, the Persian Empire were defeated, and that was the fall of the Persian Empire. But Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ did not take part in the battle of Qadisiyah. Why? After the battle of Hira, which led to the victory of Qadisiyah, which led to the fall of the Persian Empire, Abu Bakr رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ wrote a letter to Khalid bin Walid. Leave everything, go to Syria. The Muslims are facing difficulty against the Roman Empire. قیصر کے بارے میں مسلمانوں کو جو ہے نا وہ کمزور ہے اور ان کو جو ہے نا مشکلات کا سامنا کر رہا ہے, آپ جو ہے نا عراق کو چھوڑ کر اس طرف جائے شام کی طرف. سو خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ took a very unusual route through the desert in a very great speedy time. He crossed the desert, and in the last two days the Muslim army spent without water. And what Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ عنہ did, he took a lot of camels, he made the camels drink a lot of water, and when the water that the Muslim army had that came to an end, then they cut the animals, the camels, for the sake of meat and for the sake of water. For the last two days they spent without water. And in that particular way, Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ عنہ, with tremendous speed because of the emergency of the situation, reached Damascus. Because of Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ. Then eventually Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas رضی اللہ عنہ led the Muslims to victory in the Persian Empire, against the Persian Empire, and that the how Muslims defeated the Persian Empire. Now Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ عنہ comes against the Roman Empire, and then he took many battles against, you know, the Roman Empire. Part of that was in, you know, different parts, Ajnadayn, Fihal, Damascus fell, and then eventually Yarmouk. This was how Khalid bin Walid رضی اللہ عنہ, Allah Ta'ala granted him victory, and the Persian Empire also fell, the Roman Empire also fell. دو عظیم طاقت حضرت ابو بکر اور حضرت عمر کے زمانے میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے مسلمانوں کو فتح کیا. یہ بھی عجیب بات ہے کہ مسلمان جو ہے نا بہت کم, ان کے بہت کم فوج, بہت کم سرمایہ, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory with little but resources, so small armies against major forces. But it was their bravery, they fighting for the path of Almighty Allah, their sincerity and the iman and conviction, Allah Ta'ala granted them victory. Now this Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was a military genius. He initiated many military strategies. He initiated many military strategies. And this is, جنگ کے معاملے میں انہوں نے ایسے حکمت عملی اختیار کیا جو آج تک دنیا حیران ہے, اور ایسے تدبیر اختیار کیا جنگ میں جو پہلے اختیار نہیں کیا گیا, اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو فتح حاصل کیا, اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو سکھایا. He used such military strategies. Up till today people are, you know, astounded with regard to it. Among the military strategies that he used was moving the army at great speed. Now one of the reasons why he could do that was Muslims were smaller in number. They didn't have great amount of armament. They had less armor, but their armor was very specific, and they were very, you know, experts in it. So they were very speedily, they could move from one place to the other. The Roman and Persian empires, they had great amount of army, great amount of armor, and they were slow in moving. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu used speed against the enemies. Then he used rapid and disruptive military operations, what is known today in the guerrilla warfare. جلدی سے مارنا, اس کے بعد جو ہے نا وہ پیچھے ہٹنا, دوبارہ مارنا. سو حضرت خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ واز دا ون ہو یوز دس ریپڈ اینڈ ڈسرپٹیو ملٹری آپریشنز. دین انادر تھنگ دیٹ خالد بن ولید رضی اللہ عنہ یوز ٹو ڈو واز اسپیشلی ان دا بنگال, ان دا بیٹل آف یمامہ اگینسٹ مسیلمہ کذاب. سو مسیلمہ کذاب انیشلی دا مسلمز ور اچیونگ, یو نو, دے ور آن دا ورج آف ڈیفیٹ, بیکاز دا بنی حنیفہ was the most proficient army amongst the Arabs. So Khalid bin Walid ne kya kya, wo pahar par chal kar unhone pura muazana kiya. He stood on one of the mountains and he looked at the entire battle, and he looked at the weakness of the Bani Hanifa in the army of Musaylama Kadhab. Where is the weakness? So he scrutinized the entire military and the whole military field, and he saw where is the weakness. He came back, and through the means of that weakness he achieved victory. This was one of the strategies. And one of the last strategies, bhai, hum to jang karne wale nahi, hame nahi pata, we don't know. But when I read this, I was quite surprised. They say the pincer movement. was also initiated by Khalid bin Walid. What is the Pinsir movement? The Pinsir movement is where you retreat, ab piche hatkar, aur dushmanon ko ab aage leke aaye. You bring them towards you by your retreating. And then you create flanks. And that flanks are concealed. In the side, there are the Muslim army which are concealed. And when the enemies come, then this particular army that retreated the Muslim army, they turn against the enemies, and those that are in the flanks, they come in and they join the war. And all of a sudden, the enemies can't take it. It is known as the Pinsir movement. That time there was no art of war by Sen Tzu. There was no Sandhurst. How did Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu bring about this military genius, this military different strategies? It was perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, and it was his greatness, his military might. So in this way, Allah ta'ala granted Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu victory in every battle that he took part. So we conclude with two amazing things. One was that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ka intiqal hua. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, khilafat, when he got the khilafat, sabse pehle unhone jo kiya, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid ko mazoor kiya. He removed Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu from being the general of the Muslim army. Subhanallah, this was such an amazing thing. When Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu announced it in Medina, some of the people went to Umar and said, Umar, what are you doing? Allah Ta'ala granted victory to the Muslims at the hands of Khalid in so many occasions. Huh? Why are you doing so? Umar had his reasons. Umar had his wisdom. Allah Ta'ala hi ko pata. So one of the reasons Umar radiallahu anhu gave, many reasons. There was difference of opinion, there was difference of methodology, there was difference of approach, everything. But someone asked Umar, why did you remove Khalid ibn Walid? He said, people are starting to say that Muslims are gaining victory because of Khalid bin Walid. Log kehte hain ki Khalid ke zariye se aur Khalid ki wajah se musalmanon ko fatah naseeb ho raha hai jang mein. People are saying that because of Khalid, Muslims are gaining victory. I wanted to show that Muslims don't gain victory because of Khalid bin Walid, no matter how great a military general he is. Muslims gain victory by the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wanted to show this. Log kehte hain ki Khalid ke zariye se fatah hasil ho. Main ye dikhana chahta tha ki Musalman Allah ta'ala ki madad se nusrat hasil karte hain. Na ki Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu ki wajah se. Although he was such a great military genius. And look at how it has happened. Umar radiallahu anhu sent a letter to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. I want you to become the leader of the Muslim army. So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, ulama ibn Dafat, some say it was on the eve of the Battle of Yarmouk, which led to the downfall of the Roman Empire. Some say it was on the eve of the siege of Damascus. Damascus fatah ho raha tha. To Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah ne ye khat dekha Umar ki taraf se. Khalid bin Walid ko mazoor kar do. Abhi Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah also such a great person. He didn't reveal that letter. Unhone apne paas jeb mein rakh diya, kept it. And when the Muslims gained victory, after the victory, he read this. So Khalid bin Walid said, why did you not read it? This letter came before. He said, I didn't want to disrupt the Muslim victory. Subhanallah. Kaise ikhlas. Aur Khalid bin Walid se kaha gaya ki Umar ne aapko mazoor kiya. Umar removed you. Why are you fighting? All the battles after that, even in the Battle of Yarmouk, Khalid bin Walid played a prominent role. So much so that he was the main advisor to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Kisi ne kaha, aap kyun ladte ho? Umar ne aapko mazool kiya. To unhone kaise jawab diya? What a beautiful reply he gave. I am not fighting for Umar. I am fighting for Allah. Main Umar ke liye kaha lad raha hoon. Main to Allah Taala ke liye lad raha hoon. And towards the end of his life, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu passed away in Homs, in Syria. And on his deathbed, he started crying. Aur unhone shuru kiya. Kisi ne kaha, aap kyun rote ho? Aap to saifullah hai. To unhone kaha, mere badan ka koi hissa aisa nahi hai jisme koi zakhm na ho kisi maarika mein. Aur main har jang mein is niyat se shamil hota tha ki main shaheed ho jaun. Ab halaat ye hai ki main mar raha ho aur bistar ke upar mar raha ho. Why are you crying? He started crying. So he said, there is not one portion on my whole body in which there is not a wound which has been inflicted in the battlefield. There is not one portion of my body in which there is not some sort of wound which I, you know, got into the in the battlefield. And yet, despite all of that, in every battle I partook, I went with the intention that Allah Ta'ala must make me shaheed. And yet I'm dying on a bed like a camel. And that's why he was crying, subhanAllah. But it was Allah's wisdom. Ulama said the wisdom is he was Saifullah. And the title given to him was by Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saifullah cannot be killed by an enemy. Saifullah kaise wo shikast ka sakta hai jinhe dushmanon ke haath. Allah Ta'ala never let it happen that he gained, you know, defeat at the hands of the enemy. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite his wanting it, despite his desire for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give him shahadat, although he wanted it. This was Khalid bin Walid, Saifullah. Today we yearn for a Khalid bin Walid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts. Allah Ta'ala grant him reward for his efforts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create within us people like Khalid bin Walid. So on one occasion, you know, when they were fighting against one of the enemies, so the enemies came and they threatened Khalid. We got so many army, we got so many people, we will annihilate you, we will destroy you. Khalid ne kaise jawab diya? I got people in my army who love dying in the path of Allah more than what people in your army like to live. Jitne unko jo hai na zindagi se mohabbat hai, aise hi hamare fort mein shahadat ki mutamanni hai. How many people in your army who like to live, who like woman and wine, who like the pleasures of this world? In my army there are people who like shahadat. They like to die in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that particular type of attitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.